bit the fear that no longer could I go anywhere. I couldn't just go anywhere in my beloved Belfast that I absolutely loved. I no longer could go down to the newsagents. Like, my dad on a Friday used to bring, I used to go down to a newsagents in Botanic Avenue called Gardeners, no longer there. Every Friday, you go and get a comic and a bar of chocolate, and it was like one bar of chocolate a week then. And we also then had chips on Friday, being good Catholics, being always a bishop, and also because it just meant Mum didn't have to cook one day of the week. So there were six of us, so there were eight all together, so we wouldn't always get a full, you'd be sharing like the stuff. But that was always our treat, so that all stopped when Dad was shot. And I was sent off to boarding school because he had gone to witness protection, and he went over to England, went over to London, and I was sent to boarding school in Port Stewart. And I remember just sitting in Dominican College. I don't know if you know it, so it's a very formidable kind of building in Port Stewart. It's a bit like Holditz, it's a big grey building.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And I remember sitting in the bedroom and looking out and just crying because I saw people in the playground at the swings.
Yes.
And I felt like I was in prison. That I was being punished for something which I hadn't done. But it wasn't my parents punishing me. It was a situation. It was how things were.